The AVERT trial was a phase 3 randomized trial with over 2,100 subjects designed to end a controversy about the early mobilization of stroke patients. It sounds intuitive, doesn't it? If a patient has a stroke, get them up and moving as soon as possible, get the blood flowing, and consequently, the patient should heal faster. But this wasn't the case, and the stroke community, especially the rehab and recovery arm, were collectively shocked by the results, which indicated that early mobilization may actually cause harm. Undoubtedly, this ultimately successful trial answered an important clinical question, opening the door for more large-scale rehab and recovery trials. Now, the priority questions are, one, what is the optimal dose in minutes of very early mobilization in duration and frequency? Two, how intense should the exertion be? Three, how should we design trials that compare different specified doses for different subgroups? I'm Carmen Lave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Mark Bailey, author of Where To Now? AVERT Answered an Important Question But Raised Many More, which was recently published in the International Journal of Stroke.
My name is Mark Bailey, and I'm the Medical Director of the Brain and Spinal Cord Rehab Program at UHN Toronto Rehabilitation Institute in Toronto, Canada, and also a professor at the University of Toronto in the Division of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation.
Can you give us a little bit of a background on the AVERT trial and what it told us?
AVERT trial was a phase 3 randomized controlled trial of very early rehabilitation. So that's where the AVERT comes from, with over 2,100 subjects. And it was really designed to end a controversy that had been going on for a number of years about whether or not to mobilize people with stroke early in the first 24 or 48 hours. And what was surprising about the results, despite the fact that there had been previous smaller scale trials that suggested it was helpful in reducing complications, was that in the large scale trial with 2,100 participants, they found that the usual care arm did better than the group that had early intervention and intensive intervention. This was definitely not expected, but based on previous reviews. However, it did show that we have to be very cautious in the first couple of days after a stroke about how much mobilization we do.
The AVERT trial, as you've said, told us that quite a lot of people have actually embraced what AVERT was looking at, which was that early mobilization in their hospitals without that evidence. How much does this now change clinical practice?
Well, you're right. The clinical practice had already started to change based on the early results. Indeed, you could even see it during the trial that the standard group, the standard care group, actually was being mobilized much earlier than they were in the second phase trial, which was a few hours earlier. And so I think what we found was that the people who were mobilized within the first 24 hours were the ones for whom there was a worse score on the modified Rankin scale. And what that did answer the question about the very early rehabilitation in the first 24 hours, but unfortunately, there were some confounding results. For example, it seemed that the people who were mobilized for short periods of time seemed to do better in some of the sub-analyses, whereas those who were up for longer perhaps did worse. And so it really answered that question about early mobilization, but it raised some more because it didn't answer some of those how much of a dose and duration of mobilization should we do. So it really is going to change practice in the early days, but it doesn't give us clear answers about what to do in the first 24 to 48 hours because we don't know the exact dose and the exact duration we should be mobilizing people for.
And these are the next questions, obviously, for researchers in rehabilitation and recovery to look at. What other questions does it actually raise?
I think that we wondered, why is it that more frequent mobilization really seemed to improve the odds of a favorable outcome, and why is it that increased minutes per day really worsen the chances? And particularly, we wondered, or a number of groups have wondered, maybe it is to do with the upright posture in the first 24 hours. But there was recently a publication from the Head Post group, which was the head position in stroke trial, where they showed that it didn't appear that upright posture in and of itself worsened outcomes. So it may not be to do with how much the head is up and blood flow to the brain is. And so it raises the question, again, why is it that the more intensive mobilization did worse? And what is the optimal dose of early mobilization? And how often should you do it? Another question is, so that's just how many minutes should be up, but how much should we do exertion? Should it be just light activity, or we should be doing exercise? And so that's where really, unfortunately, we have to design future trials to ask these questions, because it answered the early mobilization, but it didn't tell us the dose or the duration or the intensity.
So AVERT was a very large trial, one of the biggest trials that's ever been undertaken in rehabilitation and recovery. What part does large trials play in the future of stroke rehab and recovery research?
Well, I think that the large trials of rehabilitation are the way we all need to go. We have traditionally, when you look across the world, the randomized controlled trials have typically been, unfortunately, quite small numbers. And what the AVERT told us is, you know, if we have a trial of 100 to 200, that we were very surprised when we went to a very large scale trial with 2,100 subjects that the reverse answer was given. What it does tell us as well is that it is possible for the international stroke rehabilitation community to work together to do these trials. And if everybody were to work together, I think that large-scale trials that will answer the fundamental questions are possible. I think that's the great outcome of the AVERT Phase 3, is that we can show that international large-scale trials can be performed, and we can be competitive with some of the interventional and pharmaceutical trials that are often the same sort of scale. And I think for rehabilitation, it's really important for us to be able to engage in those kind of trials to answer the critical questions. Well, I would just like to emphasize for clinicians that, you know, we looked at some of the recommendations from a lot of the international guideline groups and how they've struggled to deal with the AVERT Phase 3. And we noticed that after the publication of the third phase of AVERT, that the guidelines actually changed from very strong bias towards early mobilization to a much more nuanced view. And I think this is the big challenge. It just reflects the underlying challenges that having stronger evidence is necessary for us to give clinicians really clear guidance about what they should be doing in that early time.
And what kind of motivation do you think that governments and funding bodies have to actually fund this kind of research?
Well, I think that this is an important area of research, because I think everybody wants to prevent complications. The great thing about rehabilitation is it applies to absolutely every patient. As opposed to certain drugs like thrombolysis or some of the endovascular treatments where there's very clear inclusion and exclusion criteria, doing the best possible care and doing this, we won't call them simple things, but we'll call the basics right, and studying what are the basics apply to every single person with a stroke. Whereas when you think about some of these other interventions, they have very narrow inclusion criteria. And so I think government should be funding this kind of research, because it applies to every single person with a stroke, and there's no exclusions, and it's relevant, and it's feasible, and it also is important from a perspective of clinical care, in that we need to make sure that we have the right staffing to do the right things in the early phase after stroke.
You've been listening to an interview with Professor Mark Bailey. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please consider becoming a member.